Hello and welcome to the Inner Ear Yoga podcast. We're continuing our topic of happiness and health, the happiness health connection. Make sure that you are seated or lying comfortably. These courses are best listened to when you're not driving a car. If you're walking, make sure that you're keeping your mind in a calm state of relaxed awareness, and that you make sure that you're safe at all times. The overall purpose of this course is to help you get in touch with your own ability to calm and regulate your anxiety, to deal with the stresses in your life, not just to deflect, but also when you must bring those stresses into your life, to allow you to process them and eliminate them in a way that's healthy. And that's very important and brings us to today's topic. We've all heard of Jurassic Park and the success that Michael Crichton had in writing his many books and movies. But what you might not know is that Michael Crichton was a medical doctor before he became a novelist. One of the things he was very interested in while he was a medical doctor was, why did his patients have heart attacks? His first suspicion was that it was a type A person that had these heart attacks, and that was very popular thinking in the 70s and 80s that anger caused these heart attacks. However, through research, and that research has continued, patients don't respond that anger is what caused their heart attack. In fact, some of the examples they give will help illustrate the thought that stress and having competing priorities pulling them in two different directions, or just overall sadness. People say things like, I want to get a divorce, but I feel guilty. Or, I got passed over for a promotion at work, and now I feel jealous and envious and sad and marginalized at work. My wife is talking about leaving me, and my wife wants to have another baby, and I'm exhausted working, trying to support the children that we already have. I'm overwhelmed at the thought of having more financial responsibilities, although I love and adore my wife and children. So these are conflicting priorities when someone wants to do one thing, but they don't want to do something that's associated with it. A very common thing is with moving. Moving can be seen as very stressful, especially in a couple where if someone, they want to go to another city to pursue work, but their wife can't move. So our hearts are literally attacked by our emotions, and we call thus the name heart attack, which might just be a coincidence. It's very important because our hearts, in a metaphysical sense, are so affected by the stories that we tell ourselves. So, one of the things I want you to do today is to tell yourself a story that will help to calm your heart. It's just going to be a very simple story. So, again, I want you to be in a relaxed, maybe reclining position with your head and your heart above your hips, not lying flat on the floor. And place your hands on your abdomen, palms down, and just relax across the upper chest, the shoulders. Let your shoulder blades wiggle around. Try to flatten them as best you can behind you. And then bring your attention down to the navel and the lower back area. Try to pull the navel towards the back. Feel that movement in your lower spine. And maybe wiggle your hips and loosen up the tight areas in your sacral area, your lower abdomen, the pelvic floor, the hips. Try to get that lower abdomen as relaxed as possible. And then begin to take a few diaphragmatic abdominal expanding breaths. Like that. You know, just easy. Feel the air pulling into your lungs. Like an accordion, like a bagpipe. There you go, a bellows breath. After you've done that a few times, maybe simulate a yawn. Just relax the jaw. Pull the lips over your teeth. And swallow it with a mindful awareness of what's happening. That complex movement that we take for granted, that's swallowing. Breathe in up through the nose. I'm surprised how many people tell me that they're mouth breathers. You know, we need to move into becoming nose breathers. So whatever you are right now, just try breathing in through the nose a few times and then breathe naturally. Now the story we're going to tell ourselves is best told with the eyes closed. But if you're doing any activity where that makes you unsafe, of course, use your common sense. But if you can, close your eyes. Relax the muscles around your eyes, your eyebrows, the temples, the forehead, the scalp, around the ears. Very relaxed so that you can feel that awareness of your mind and that inner theater of the mind. Here's where we're going to tell our story as visually as possible. Visualize that you are in a safe cabin in the middle of a huge, huge northern forest with a helipad where you've been brought for your own private weekend, all supplies included, and that you're comfortably resting by a wonderful, warm, roaring fireplace. It's snowing heavily outside. You can see through the open curtains, the windows. There's a gentle brightness from the reflection of the light filtering through the snow clouds. The snow is gently falling, not much wind, and there you are, comfortable. You've got some pillows underneath your shoulders, your head, and you are relaxing your hands, your feet, your hands on your belly. And you're aware of your breath. This is you and your story that you're telling yourself. So here you are, breathing comfortably, taking in wonderful, rich amounts of oxygen, hearing the gentle crackle of that fireplace, and feeling as cozy as a cat curled up by the hearth. You're not hungry, you're not thirsty, and you feel a little bit of this gentle heat on your face. It's very, very comfortably, very comforting, very soothing. Your eyes are relaxed behind closed eyelids. And you're just laying there with no worries, no agenda, nothing to do but breathe. And this is your story. You tell yourself as you breathe in, notice the air. Feel that movement of air across the area above the lip, coming into the nostrils, up towards that big bend at the top there between the eyebrows, and down the back of the throat. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, tell yourself in your story that you are grateful for the ability to draw your air, your energy, directly from the world around you. All you need right here in the next breath. As you breathe, notice what happens in the body, how the expansion occurs. Notice the wonderful feeling of stretching and movement as the muscle fibers slide against one another, allowing your ribs to open up, allowing the lungs to expand, and that beautiful energetic air just infuses your body with health and well-being. Continue to breathe in and out. You're all by yourself in the middle of a forest. If you feel like making a noise, that's totally appropriate. If you can't help but hum as you exhale, then certainly that's what you should do. Don't feel it like anything's forced or fake or put on. Just let this be you enjoying your story. Remember, this is a story that you're telling yourself, but you're also following along in the story with your own body. And every time you tell yourself this story, you can become more and more involved and animated in this story. Your hands are on your abdomen, lightly, and move your knees just a bit side to side, letting the hands slide across the abdomen. Maybe pat yourself there, and just feel your own body responding to your touch. This comforting movement, this coddling or cuddling, if you will, cuddling your own body. Just pat yourself on the belly, rock your knees, let your hands slide across the belly. Tap your fingers near the belly button and just think of the comfort of having a nice, comfortable place to rest, having a nice, full belly, no hunger, no thirst. Bring your one hand up a little higher, just to the at the base of the rib area there, and keep breathing. So imagine in your story that this hand, this higher up hand, is on top of an inner fireplace, a nice warm fireplace, your own hearth, the hearth that's radiating heat out to your body, keeping your body nice and comfortably warm. Take the other lower hand and bring it up and place it on the sternum, on the chest. And pat your hands, rub a little bit, comfort yourself. The other hand on your heart. And now we're going to say, we're going to connect the idea in our story to the mind, the heart, the hearth, the belly, and all to the breath. And you're breathing comfortably. You're comforting yourself with the energy from your hands, the energy from your body connecting to your hands, and your awareness of your breath. Move your shoulders a little bit. Feel the movement across your sternum, across the ribs, the front ribs. Your shoulder blades move. Your back ribs are moving. And begin to breathe, pulling the belly button gently in as you exhale and out. So feel free to continue this story for as long as you like here in your relaxed position. I'm going to go ahead and close up today's lesson, if you will, by reminding you that happiness and health are something that you possess control of to a large degree. Although nothing that you hear here takes the place of your relationship with your medical doctor, you should always, always refer to your medical doctor and speak and communicate with them on the serious matter of your health. But there is so much that you can do on your own at home. And these stories that you tell yourself become tools that can be called into action, like the arrows of a bow and arrow, arrows in your quiver. You can pull out a story and you can shoot it at something that's attacking you. You can go into your safe place. If you'll just take this one simple story today and stay with it, if you journal or keep a journal, maybe write the story out in your journal, and then on your calendar, you know, schedule a time to retell this story to yourself, setting aside, oh, only, as you see, we've only spent 15 minutes together today, and that was in teaching you, so you'll need to be spending maybe 5 to 15 minutes practicing the story. You as you visualize it in more detail, you can visualize more of the sight, of the feeling, the nuance, the ambiance, the smells, the sounds. You may want to take your story and move to different places in your room there in that cabin. So we're going to continue with the cabin as we progress through the next few lessons. When you're ready, go ahead and stop this lesson, practice what you've learned, and then come back and continue the course. As always, I wish you the very best of health, happiness, and joy. Namaste.